There is so much doom and gloom in health. You see it in the media with crises, lack of funding, it goes on. You'd think the world is about to end. So it's good to be able to present some good news. Life expectancy has been gradually going up for the last 100 years at about a quarter of a year per year, and this is not slowing. Latest figures from Australia show that in 2009, a baby boy who's born can expect to live 79.3 years. That's an increase in 3.4 years over the last decade. And for women, it's now up to 83.9 years. More importantly, perhaps, is the number of disability-free years is increasing faster than actual life expectancy. So people are living healthier for longer. And again, this applies to both males and females. Now, nobody has worked out the exact reason for this. My suspicion is that it comes back to basics and people looking after their health better, doing the exercise, you know, getting enough sleep, paying attention to their diet. It's also significant that perhaps the baby boomers are now reaching retirement years, and this has been a generation that has never wanted to get old. So again, they may be doing the things that are helping them to stay healthy and free of disabilities. One thing that we don't hear enough about is the power of the mind. And work from America has shown that older people who tend to think of themselves as still healthy and active recover better from any sort of disability or injury than those who don't. In fact, older people who had a positive attitude about age were 44% more likely to recover from a severe disability and 23% more likely to recover some function, even if they don't recover fully from a disability. So we're talking about injuries or perhaps other illnesses. The mind itself, so it's just sitting in a chair and thinking, I hope I get better, is not going to do it. So whilst the positive thinking has an important role, it's positive action that matters. And what will happen is if you have a positive aspect and attitude, then you'll get up and do the things that you need to do to recover or improve your chances of recovery. Doing the rehab, doing the exercising, changing your diet if need be. It'll vary for different people. So the good news in health is that we are living longer. The better news is that we're living longer with healthy years, and that the power of the mind and our attitude has a key role in shaping what happens to us.